Daytona Pipe Fittings took another pounding on Louisville, Shepherdsville, and East Prospect exchanges this morning, hitting the lowest point ever known in Shively. Some people think Shively is the lowest point ever known. Nonetheless, this Lithuanian thinks it's time to speak up for the Paytonians as the most generous and possibly the least recognized group of short persons in the world. As long ago as last Tuesday, when I first started reading newspapers, I read of floods on the Yangtze, the Nile, the Ganges, and the Niger. I also read this month's Playboy and my cereal labels, and not one of them said a word about Paytona. Today, much of downtown Paytona is underwater when it rains, and no foreign power has sent a dollar to help. They claim it's because the water attracts tsetse flies. But have you ever met a tsetse fly from Paytona? Shively, Hikes Point, and to a lesser extent, Wadi, have been lifted out of the debris of oblivion by the Paytonians, who have unselfishly assumed all the drabness of these other places. None of those places is today paying even the interest on their debt to Paytona. In fact, they're still not sure where it is. When Carl's Bible Bookstore and Awning Supply was in danger of collapsing, it was the volunteer firemen of Paytona that propped it up, and their reward was to be insulted and swindled on the streets of Finchville. Since there's nothing else to do in Finchville, who cares? I was there. I saw it. I thought it was funny. When distant cities are hit by clearance sales, it is the Paytonians that hurry to help. So far this year, 59 shopping centers have been flattened by Paytonians on payday. I'd like to see just one of those suburbs that's gloating over the erosion of Paytona pipe fittings install its own toilets. Come on, let's hear it. Does any other nearby town have a two-seater to equal the Paytona 707? If so, why don't they fly it? Why do all Louisville suburbs except Fern Creek use Paytona pipe fittings? Because in Fern Creek, they use the creek. You talk about butyl technocracy and you get GE. You talk about Smoketown technocracy and you get arrested. You talk about Shively technocracy and you get the heaves. You talk about Paytona technocracy and you get two clowns skinny dipping in the Belvedere, not once, but several times, and safely home again, with the cops after them. Even the bootleggers are not pursued or hounded here on our streets unless they're hustling KLO secretaries. Most of them are getting Paytonian dollars from Ma and Pa back home to spend here, mostly at peep shows on the River City Mall. When the Paytonians get out of this bind, as they will, who could blame them if they said, come on, Vernon, there are some openings in Cynthiana. Let someone else buy the Audubon Park war bonds. Let someone else buy the St. Matthews toilet paper. When the Paytona Railroad went broke, no one loaned them an old caboose. An insurance agent in Harrods Creek did offer his 52 Studebaker, but Paytona held out for an old caboose. Can you name me even one time when someone raced to the Paytonians in trouble? Do you know a Paytonian in trouble? Have you seen a Paytonian in trouble? Would you like to see a Paytonian in trouble? Are you looking for trouble? I don't think there was outside help when Paytona's stop sign fell down. Our neighbors have faced it alone, and I'm one Lithuanian who's damn tired of hearing them kicked around. I want to see them kicked around. Paytona will come out of this thing with its fern high. And when they do, they're entitled to thumb their nose at the lands that are gloating over their present trouble. After all, they've been picking it long enough. And finally, the Paytona chapter of unwed fathers of the Foreign Legion Lodge 839 was told at its second annual meeting at Pearl's Cafe that it was broke. This year's disasters have taken it all, and nobody, but nobody, could care less.